TheDigitalRonin.com with Daryl Hero.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to The Digital Ronin, where we talk about how to take travel to the next level, how to live alone abroad, working abroad, how to take a trip around the corner and get more out of it, how to meet more people, how to bring other people into your life that have the same way of thought as you, and living with a purpose, that is helping other people, spreading goodwill and benevolence. Everybody's asked me, why did we call it the Digital Ronin? I'll tell you. One, because, well, let's explain. A Ronin was, in the old days of Japan, was a samurai, and a samurai was usually a bodyguard or somebody's security person in charge of somebody's fief. So anytime the lord died, all the samurai under him were supposed to commit suicide. Well, a lot of these didn't, and you had a lot of masterless samurais running around Japan, and there was at some point there was almost 500,000 of them, who were itinerant people who were highly trained but had no work. So they were called wave men, literally, ronin, wave men. So they would take itinerant work. Now, a lot of these got jobs as bodyguards, assorted other jobs, but some of them took to crime, some of them turned to criminals, and so forth and so on. So a ronin doesn't have a really good connotation in Japan, because a modern day ronin is somebody who has graduated from college in Japan but has not yet accepted a job or is looking for a job. So while it has a negative side, when you think of a ronin as a samurai, and we're not recommending you go out and cut people up, a samurai was basically trained to protect people, to help others, and to, above all, serve his master. He only would draw his sword if there was a reason, and usually it was on pain of death, would you draw the sword. But most ronin were multi-talented. They spoke other languages, they knew other trades, they were very good at other skills. So basically what we're just doing is extrapolating this and making it the travel, the digital ronin, because there's a lot of people, including me, who have lived abroad, who are by themselves, who have to get by, and guess what? Their sword and their katana, they both, in the old samurais had carried two swords, a long one and a short sword. Think of that as your computer and your mobile phone. Nowadays, you use those to ply your trade wherever you go. That's what you're going to do to get your work done. So what we're looking at is imagine yourself as a modern day ronin, a digital ronin, but out there to help people, to serve others, not to break up fight, to break up fights, that is, to help your brother any way you can. And what I do is I'm a digital consultant. I help people market themselves, and I do motivational consulting as well, where we train salespeople. But we also have events. In fact, we have an event on Friday in Buffalo, New York, where it's called letsdiversifyit.com, where we get together and I talk about these same ideas of helping others, being good at travel, knowing your culture, your languages, your foods, just like an agent overseas, that you've got your information and your goal is to meet people, meet the locals, help locals out, make connections, and help connect other people. So whenever they go by, I think, wow, that was a good guy. He helped us out, right? So now that we've got that over, here's the disclaimer. Please, a lot of people, this is just information. I'm not suggesting you do all this. I'm just telling you what I do. So I don't want you to go out and say, hey, I went out and did this and I got hurt or I got in trouble. Hey, whenever you travel, there's always risks. If you listen to this show, it's for entertainment purposes. So keep that in mind. Don't do anything stupid and take this all with a grain of salt. All right. So what we're going to talk about today is travel itself. Everybody says, oh, I love to travel. Love to travel. What is travel? In reality, what is travel? Well, let's look at this from a scientific point of view. In reality, we're on the planet Earth and we're in the middle of space. There's a lot of space around us. We're on the planet Earth. And because gravity, the Earth literally sucks. It sucks us and holds us to the Earth because of gravity. We're stuck to it. So anytime we have to move around the Earth, basically we're stuck to it. We're moving across the surface of the Earth. So in reality, that's all it is. Whether you're flying at about 5 miles above the Earth, or if you're on the ground on your bicycle, it's still moving. Now, the whole idea, though, is whenever you're moving is the fun of traveling, because it's not necessarily the voyage, it's getting there that's half the fun. So what we're going to talk about is how to get where you're going, how to do it more efficiently, tricks on whenever you get there, what to do. But more importantly, this is focused at single travelers who want to make a difference and who want to travel by themselves and not be lonely, who want to start a business, who want to make their business expand, or even those of you staying somewhere by yourself at home, how to plan your next trip. Okay, so stand by and we'll be back. We're back. And guess what we're going to talk about now? Well, you don't have to guess because I'll tell you. We're going to talk about language. Now, I know a lot of you probably don't speak another language, and maybe some of you do. But I think, and I was very lucky at a young age to learn Spanish, and that opened doors for other languages. So probably one of the best skills you could acquire as a digital Ronin is to learn at least one other language. And if you can't learn your language so well, you can teach it to other people. There's a job right there. So, and for you digital Ronin who are abroad already, or those of you planning on moving abroad, you're going to need a job, obviously. Now, because things have changed with the internet, you don't have to have a 9-to-5 job. You can work online, as you know. But the whole idea of doing this is if you're going to go work abroad, you have to have a trade and you have to have a way to do it. Now, obviously, you can go work in another English-speaking country, the UK, Australia, Canada, United States, if you have a visa for those places. But I mean, for me, that's kind of boring living somewhere where everybody's just like me and speaks the same language. So learn another language. Everybody says, oh man, it'll take me years to do it. Yeah, if you say it'll take you years, if you put your mind to it and do a little every day, you could probably be fluent in another language within a year. And if you put your mind to it, you could probably learn with a couple of weeks to a month to know how to say some basic phrases. So that's what I recommend right now is get a language, make it fun, have fun with it, get a comic book in the language, go online or practice with people even better yet in your neighborhood. Now, if you're learning a language that's fairly common, like Spanish or French or Chinese, I'm sure there's people in your neighborhood who would love to talk to you. So that's another good way to meet people. So through this whole episode, we're going to sprinkle ways on how to meet people, how to connect with others, because why? Because connecting with others whenever you're abroad is going to help you get a job, help you get clients, help you get to make friends, and not going to make you feel so lonely. So a lot of you guys are, well, I'm not lonely. I'm here with my girlfriend, my wife, or whatever. Well, great, but not everybody's that lucky. So a lot of being a digital nomad and being a digital Ronin is keeping your attitude up, being happy, looking at the bright side, being positive, and always looking to help other people, like we said, and how to get ahead. Make your life abroad great, and then share it with others by taking pictures, taking videos, and sharing your experiences. So that was our little section about language. Learn one. In the future, you'll learn some of the languages I know. Yo hablo español. Yo aprendí español en México. Luego viví en España 8 años. I lived in Spain for 8 years, and I've lived in Mexico where I learned Spanish. Moi, je parle français aussi. J'ai vécu en France et j'ai vécu aussi à Montréal. So I've lived in Montreal and I've lived in Paris and I speak French. So those are my two best languages apart from English, but I speak some Danish. Ja, jeg kan godt tale på dansk, men det svært. Said I can speak Danish, but it's tough. Nihongo ga dekimasu yo. So I can speak Japanese. So that's not to show off. That's to show you what you can do. If I can speak five, well, you guys can probably learn one or two. And that's what I'm here for, is to show you of what you can do if you put your mind to it. Because remember, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Or as they say in Spanish, querer es poder. So the whole idea of what you're going to do is traveling, whether it be to work abroad or whatever, it hinges on you having a good attitude. It hinges on you having the tools to work your trade, and you have having a trade to do. For example, like if you're a web designer, you're an English teacher, you're an artist, you know, you're a beard, a brewmaster. I mean, who knows? The possibilities are infinite now with the internet, right? So that being said, let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about starting your digital Ronin life and what it means. Okay.